Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, here today with another episode. And this week we're going to do a feature, not a feature Friday, but a fast break Friday. Today I want to talk about success being all in your routine. That's right, success is in your routine. The reason I want to address this topic, which today is sponsored by Passion Planner. Ooh, make sure that you get your Passion Planner to make sure that you are able to organize your life the way that you desire. Get your Passion Planner. We're going to get into that a little bit in just a second. But today I want to really make this topic about success being in the routine and focusing on the routine, because 2018, 2017, 2016, any year before, I would always just go about doing what I needed to do or attacking the task that I need to do. Where? How would I do it? I put it on sticky notes. Everything's falling all over the place. Note cards, sticky notes, everything else outside of me. Taking time to intentionally plan out my day, one, the night before, or taking time to intentionally just write out my day in one space. What is going on here today? We have technical difficulty happening in the studio. Okay, cool. So the reason I want to focus on today in success and the routine specifically is because this passion planner, right? This passion planner here, I was like, man, I had a passion planner before. Shout out to Chelsea Knox. Shout out to her. We used to be my counterpart at Services of Hope. We used to work for a nonprofit, and man, whoo, that was a challenge. But Chelsea actually bought me my first passion planner. That was probably like 2 or 3 years ago. And I started writing in the passion planner, and I was like, man, this is great. Like, this is really amazing. This is awesome. But then I got to the point of where I actually faded and dwindled off, and I stopped writing in the passion planner. And the thing that makes passion planner so great, the thing that I think separates passion planner but ultimately helps us get to the level of success that we want to, is look, in here, I have my day mapped out in 15-minute increments, starting from 6 o'clock in the morning all the way down to 10:30 at night. And a lot of times we're not able to achieve success, and we're not able to get to the level of success that we want to, because we don't first map it out. For my individuals who might have the same book of faith as me, or you might have heard it said before, write the vision and make it plain. I'm going to say it one more time. Write the vision and make it plain. How many of us don't have a vision that we've set out for our lives? How many of us don't even have a goal that we have to get us started, to put checkpoints in place, and ultimately to allow us to be set up for success? Just yesterday, I posted a photo on Instagram, and then it was a photo of steps. It says vision, goal, plan, action, and then at the top, we get success. It's plain and simple, because you become 42% more likely to achieve your goals and dreams by writing them down on a regular basis. How many of us are really doing that? Like, this is something that seems unheard of. We know of people writing goals down. We know of vision boards. We know of all those things. But we don't take the time to do it consistently. Who have I heard do this? Damon John, Mr. FUBU. I've heard of many other individuals doing it. And also this book I'm currently reading called Think and Grow Rich. I'll do a podcast episode on that in a little bit. But this is really just honing in and talking to you about the emphasis of writing the goals down, writing the goals down, writing the goals down. Because the more you begin to write the goals down, the more it becomes ingrained in your mind. And then it's almost like it's not even a goal. It's almost like it's a part of you. And then once your goal becomes being a part of you, then you're able to attack them, as opposed to doing like I did. And like I said before, I was, what is this? I have sticky notes all over the place. I have flashcards all over the place. I'm not able to conceptualize my goal in one place. I'm not able to come back to the same place and identify what progress I've made, what success I've been able to attack, and then ultimately to get me to where I'm able to go. And then once again, for the passion planner, one more, I'm going to give one more a shameless plug for the passion planner. If you don't have a passion planner, you got to go get your own passion planner. Because passion planner, it gives you the opportunity to break down these goals. You get to break it down in quarters. You get to do monthly reflection. You get to do a weekly layout. And then, like, look, it's like wish list right here. Then it has a prong on one side where you draw a box and it says 1 year goals. Then on the other side, it says 3 months. And on the other side, it says 3 years. And on the other side, it says lifetime. And when you're able to separate these things and break them down, break these goals down, almost as if like they're checkpoints for some of our favorite video games when we were growing up. We would play Mario Kart and we would play Sonic and different things like that. And we would see the time begin to run down. But ultimately, right when we hit the checkpoint, when we knock on the checkpoint, this gives us more time and this gives us the ability to continue to be consistent and head to the next checkpoint, ultimately, which is the end game, which is our goal. So today I wanted to just come at you and challenge you about your routine. What is your routine? For me, plain and simple, my alarm clock goes off, boop, 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 boop. Wake up 3:55, hop on a conference call at 4 o'clock, from about 4 o'clock to 4:30. Then I'm on the call with the G-Man, which is my Grindation family, but it's just the man. It's a call just for us. After that, what do I do? Come into my office. Then I do devotion. Devotion goes from about like 4:30, 4:35-ish to about 5, 5:30. Then I go eat something. And then, boop, 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 my alarm goes off. I turn on the Uber app. Then I get ready to head out and go Uber. I Uber from about 6 to like 9, 9:30, 10. Come back home, take a brief nap. I plan for the nap to be 30 minutes. Sometimes it turns into like an hour. Sometimes it might be longer. But then after that, I have my trifecta. I do 30 minutes of speaking, 30 minutes of writing, and 30 minutes of me taking the time to read. After that, what I do? Hop on YouTube. After I hop on YouTube, what I do? Get in contact with some schools. After I get in contact with some schools, I'll probably eat lunch somewhere in there, a little bit further down. Come home, relax a little bit. If I'm not reading again, speaking some more, then at that point, then I begin to prep and get ready for boxing. Boxing is at like 7, but it's in Irving. So I do those things in that order. That is my daily routine. On Friday, it's slightly different because I have Toastmasters at 6 in the morning. So therefore, I have to get up a little bit. Well, I get to sleep in a little bit on Fridays. But what does your routine look like? If you don't have a planner, I would just challenge you to use your smartphone. Begin to order those items on your calendar so you have a set time for you to knock on these certain items. You have a set time to attack these items, and then you know when you need to move on to the next item. Friends, you can be successful. You can have whatever level of success that you desire, but you have to begin to prioritize your routine. And you have people trying to call you, trying to get you to do stuff and waste your time, get you to dwindle off your time and do things that you don't even want to do. Be like, nah, I don't have time today. I'm sorry, I can't go because I have to do X, Y, Z. And once again, that's why I have this passion planner. And the passion planner, is super, super dope. So if you don't have a passion planner, I would encourage you to go grab one. Just go on, just type in Google passion planner. Or if you would like to go get some other planner, there's many other planner options, right? But I personally love the passion planner, and the passion planner loves me. So shout out to them. And I would just encourage you to get things planned, get things in order. And then once you knock these items off your list, you feel accomplished. You feel great. You feel fulfilled for the day. Right? So friends, if you're not following us on YouTube, you're not subscribed to our YouTube page, be sure to go to the YouTube page and click this right here. Click, 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 and subscribe to the YouTube page. Or you can be sure to subscribe to the podcast, Speak Your Success. You can type that on YouTube, or you can type that on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, iHeart, Libsyn, Anchor, all of those platforms. And we would just love for you to follow us, subscribe, let us know what topics you want to hear, let us know what type of interviews you would like for us to do. We've been getting some feedback, but I want to get a little bit more so I can make sure to meet everybody's need. And lastly, live tweet. You want to get a live tweet in, be sure to use the hashtag SYS Podcast. And I'm going to be checking up the hashtag and seeing what you're talking about, seeing what your feedback is, seeing what your comments are, seeing what your insights about. And then ultimately, hey, I would love to interact with you, love to follow back, and even love to hear some of you all's podcasts. So please feel free to do that. And man, once again, just closing out, reminding you that if you are looking to try to get your ideas figured out, trying to get your concepts put together, we had a couple of consults this week, and I would love to just do a consult with you on my website. You can go to JonathanJonesSpeaks/links and just scroll down and you can click book a consult. I'll get you taken care of. Love to talk with you, help you iron out that idea and help you get that dream and get that picture just put together. Because sometimes it's so much easier to see the picture when you're not in the frame. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you, my birthday's coming up, January 25th. But speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue, please, to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?